Eternally Bound by Michelle M. Pillow. Read by Victoria May. Chapter 1. Eastwich Manor, England. Spring, 1896. Tatiana Sinclair smiled dreamily at the stars as she fitted her gloved hand into that of a groom's. The scent of wildflowers was thick on the air, perfuming the night with their intoxicating fragrance. The wind rustled gently over the land, perfectly cool to the warmth of the late hour. It stirred heavily against the higher limbs of trees until the sound of the crashing leaves sang out. It was a perfect night. The servant, Thomas, was dressed in the full livery of the Eastwich Manor staff. He lifted the back of his hand to help her down from her family's brougham. The carriage shifted ever so slightly as she stepped onto the cobblestone drive. Tatiana barely paid the tow-headed man any mind. Thomas tried to smile at her, murmuring a greeting in his low, youthful voice.
"Welcome home, Miss Tatiana. How was your evening?"
Tatiana glanced briefly at him, before frowning and waving him away. Her chin was proud, if not a little haughty, as her lips curled in contemplation. Thomas was 2 years older than her, but she still thought of him as a boy. He was handsome and polite, but that did not give him the right to address her. She would have to speak to her father about having him replaced. It wouldn't do for the servants to be seen familiarly speaking to her as if they did it every day. Such a faux pas could kill her chances at a good marriage.
"Well," Tatiana thought, feeling benevolent in her good mood, "perhaps I should be lenient with him and only have him reprimanded. We did grow up together, after all, and tonight was such a lovely evening."
Tatiana's pale green gown of expensive silk and Brussels lace tangled in the breeze. Her face again turned to the vast expanse of stars, twinkling brilliantly in the dark blue of the night sky. The heavy weight of her white petticoats rippled slightly, showing the toes of her dainty slippers. Her black curls were pinned up with the utmost care, adorned with green silk flowers. She was at the peak of her youth, dressed in the height of fashion. She was beautiful, rich, and knew it. She had many suitors vying for her hand. Everything was perfect. Her life was going according to plan. Thinking of it, Tatiana smiled to herself. If she managed it right, she could be married within a year's time, or at the very least engaged. Suddenly, she noticed that her chaperone, a servant girl from the household, stood next to her, waiting. Tatiana merely waved her to proceed alone. The servant, whose dark eyes gave away the fact that she was exhausted, curtsied and rushed up the front steps to find her bed. Tatiana ignored her. Lightly, she hiccuped. It had been a delightful evening of dinner à la Russe. Tatiana blushed to remember how much of Lady Cotley's special punch she'd consumed. Surely, if her father discovered the excess, she would be forbidden from ever going back. Sighing as the carriage was led down the long drive to the distant stables, she made the short walk up the front stairs of her home. Eastwich Manor was a modest home compared to the large renovated castles and estates of the local nobility. Nevertheless, the property was very well maintained. The square corners of the manor's stone walls were smooth, dotted with just the right number of shrubs and flowers to make it stately and elegant without being excessive. Tall windows lifted up the side walls, with dark blue draperies showing from the inside. Most were drawn closed, but a little crack of light shone out from one onto the front expanse of steps. It was a very fine home indeed. Although her father wasn't titled, his income was quite sufficient to cause much envy among the neighbors and to earn her their respect. Tatiana smiled a secretive smile. If she had anything to do with it, she would be titled soon enough. It was rumored that an Italian count had let the old Glastonbury Castle not far from her very home. As a young